The Key by Simon Toyne.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Part 1. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues. King James Bible, Acts, chapter 2, verses 2 to 4. Chapter 1. Al-Hilah, Babel Province, Central Iraq. The desert warrior stared through the sand-scoured window, goggles hiding his eyes, his keffiyeh masking the rest of his face. Everything out there was bleached the color of bone, the buildings, the rubble, even the people. He watched a man shuffle along the far side of the street, his own keffiyeh swathed against the dust. There weren't many passers-by in this part of town, not with the noon sun high in the white sky and the temperature way into the 50s. Even so, they needed to be quick. From somewhere behind him in the depths of the building came a dull thud and a muffled groan. He watched for any indication the stranger may have heard, but he kept walking, sticking close to the sliver of shade provided by a wall pockmarked by automatic weapon fire and grenade blasts. He watched until the man had melted away in the heat haze, then turned his attention back to the room. The office was part of a garage on the outskirts of the city. It smelled of oil and sweat and cheap cigarettes.